somebody's got to stand up for what's right. This is Talk Radio 570 KVI.
Back we are, John Carlson, Talk Radio 570 KVI. Welcome to the radio program of record in these parts. All right. Let's go to Como 4's coverage of the story of a gay Boy Scout leader in South Seattle notified that he can no longer lead his troop in Rainier Beach. The coverage comes from Kara Kostinich. Kara Kostinich.
49-year-old Jeff McGrath and his twin brother Dave loved the Boy Scouts.
It was with Scouts that I went up Mount Rainier for the first time at age 13.
So many great memories that ultimately led to becoming an Eagle Scout.
I love it. What's not to love? You're out canoeing, camping, sleeping in the snow.
Well, he's just living.
So when Jeff's pastor, Monica Corsaro at Rainier Beach United Methodist Church, wanted to start a troop, she knew who to call on.
The only way we are going to have a scout troop here is if it's fully inclusive. And so you have to be the scoutmaster.
Last May, the Boy Scouts of America held a controversial vote allowing only gay youth but not adults to participate. Jeff is a gay man. But when his church applied to be the chartering partner for the troop, it was no secret they did not discriminate.
We felt welcomed, and we felt like it was the beginning of a long and mutually supportive relationship that would benefit the youth in our neighborhood.
The troop has been meeting here in Rainier Beach since November. But this morning, Jeff got a call from the National Office of the Boy Scouts asking if he was gay, something he says they knew.
He said then, based on that and that this is a complete surprise to us, we're revoking your membership in the Boy Scouts of America.
Jeff says he was stunned by the call. He says his sexual orientation is discussed up front with parents and rarely discussed during meetings.
And if it ever does come up, it's the smallest part of anything. The biggest part of our meetings is knots and skills and the scout oath and law.
So in the meantime, Jeff says he will continue to do what he loves, teaching and fostering good Boy Scouts.
I haven't yet received formal notice in any regular kind of way from Boy Scouts. I hope that it never comes, and I'll continue working in my capacity.
By email tonight, the Boy Scouts of America told me they do not proactively inquire about the sexual orientation of their members, adding that Jeff provided scouting, national leadership, and the media with information that led to his removal as a leader. Rainier Beach United Methodist Church stands with Jeff and has no plans to stop sponsoring the troop. Live in the Satellite Center, I'm Kara Kostinich, Como 4 News.
Okay, now there's another story behind the story here. And before we get there, just to remind you that last year I actually wrote an op-ed piece in USA Today that made the case that there are so many safeguards now in scouting that if someone like Jeff McGrath wanted to be a scoutmaster, scouts would not be in any danger. There are the way that they trusted adults around kids 20, 30, 40 years ago is completely changed over time. And that's because it's all about, the focus is on youth safety. So you would think that, gee, maybe I would be on this guy's side. I'm not on his side, and I will tell you why. I think this was a setup. I don't think that Jeff McGrath wanted to start a scout troop. I think Jeff McGrath wanted to start a troop for the purpose not of serving kids, but of serving his political agenda. Here's why I think that. I've looked into this. When he approached the local Chief Seattle Council, they let him start his troop, and the national office allowed him to do so, and they didn't ask his sexual orientation, and it never came up in meetings with the Chief Seattle Council. And so he's off, he's running his scout troop, there's no problem. except Mr. that wasn't good enough for Mr. McGrath. He decided to go out of his way to make it an issue. He was not reported. There was no, you know, some of the scouts say, we hear you might be gay. Nothing like that. He got in their face about being gay. And basically told National, he told NBC he was gay. So National said, we really have no choice now. You're kind of forcing our hand, which is what I think this guy wanted to do all along.